Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, increasing clouds with a high near 70. Breezy with a south wind 8 to 16 miles an hour, gusting as high as 32 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of showers, cloudy with a low around 52. Breezy with a south wind gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 60%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. Friday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Temperature falling to around 50 by 5 p.m. Chance of precipitation is 100%. New rainfall amounts between 3/4 and 1 inch possible. And in the news, with only 6 more days remaining until the 2022 midterm elections, coming Tuesday, November the 8th, the latest Marquette Law School poll shows several very close races that will appear on ballots across the state. Published information from their online website shows among likely voters in the election for U.S. Senate, Senator Ron Johnson is supported by 50% and Mandela Barnes by 48%. In the poll's previous survey, October 3rd through the 9th, among likely voters, Johnson received 52% and Barnes 46%. Among registered voters in the current poll, 48% support Johnson and 45% support Barnes. Likely voters are those who say they are certain to vote or who say they have already voted. Registered voters include those already registered and those who say they will register by election day. All vote results included undecided voters who lean to a candidate. The governor's race remains a toss-up among likely voters. 48% support Democrat incumbent Governor Tony Evers, while 48% favor Republican Tim Michaels. The independent candidate Joan Beglinger is chosen by 2%, while 1% don't know. Beglinger ended her campaign on September 6th, but will remain on the November ballot. In the October poll, among likely voters, Evers received 47%, Michaels 46%. In the new poll, among registered voters, 44% support Evers, 45% support Michaels. The survey was conducted October 24th through November 1st, interviewing 802 Wisconsin registered voters with a margin of error of plus or minus 4.6 percentage points. In terms of issues important to voters, there is overwhelming support overall for allowing abortions in cases of rape or incest. In total, 84% favor that, 10% oppose. Among Republicans, 73% favor, 21% oppose. Among Democrats, 97% favor, 3% oppose. Among independents, 83% favor and 8% oppose. Overall, among registered voters, 68% say they are very concerned about inflation, the issue with the highest percentage. Other issues labeled as very concerning to voters: public schools, 62%, crime, 57%, gun violence, 56%, accurate vote count, 56%, taxes, 48%, illegal immigration, 40%, coronavirus, 16%. That according to a report from WTMJ in Milwaukee. While most of the focus on poll results covered the top two races reported on the Nearly Noon News today, we will research other candidate races and try to have a report for those on Friday. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.